And the first we're going to call up this evening is Ron Hopman. Ron joined our group a few years ago when he was working for the U.S. Census at the Meadowood Neighborhood Center. And he sat in on one of our meetings, and he never left. He's been coming every Monday morning since. But half an hour later, he had us rolling in stitches, telling his rollicking stories. Now, last year, I introduced him as this funny, funny guy. And he gets up here and tells some really serious stories. So I'm not going to presage any of Ron's comments. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Hopman.
I wish I would have left that group when I first thought of it, but this is one of the stories that I wrote on Monday morning, so it's short and to the point, and I have to leave right after this because I have to photograph a girls basketball game, which is my hobby, so if I don't show up there, they send somebody to my house looking for me, dead on the bathroom floor, you know. So, okay, anyway, my brother Dean, deep in the process of dying from cancer of everything, called each week with a new joke. I had to have one for him in return, but mine were always lame in comparison. "Did you hear about the guy who threw up on his shirt?" he asked. "Not unless it's you," I said. He ignored me and went on. He said to his friend, "What am I going to do? My wife gave me this shirt." His friend said, "Put $20 in the pocket and tell her someone else threw up on your shirt and gave you the $20 to have it cleaned." Is this the one about the long bus ride?" I asked. "No, no, no," he rasped. His voice was a little weaker each week. So the guy goes home, and his wife is aghast when she sees the shirt. "Someone threw up on me but gave me $20 to have the shirt cleaned," he told her, patting the shirt. "Oh," she said, thinking that she could wash the shirt herself and keep the $20. She reached into his shirt pocket and said, "There are two 20s in here." "Oh, yeah," he said. "He shit my pants, too." So anyway, Dean laughed at this joke, but his voice was weak. The 50 years of drinking and smoking had caught up with him, and this was probably one of the last jokes he ever told. So thank you, and I have to go to the...
Thank you, Ron. And by the way, about a year ago, Madison Magazine had a contest for the best short memoir, and Ron entered and won first place. And as a result, one of the prizes was that he obtained assistance in publishing his own little memoir chapbook. Very nice. And he got a lot of publicity out of it. Now he thinks he's too good for us.